first off, how overall, how's your group doing thus far in fall camp?
Well, I think the thing that I like the most is just how they've shown up in condition shape. You know, obviously the weather, you know, pretty warm and all that stuff, but they're good condition, good shape, strength levels are good. They're running around, retained a lot from spring until they put a lot of work in over the summer, film work on their own. And just overall pleased at the overall condition and shape of the whole unit.
You got some talented young guys. I mean, already in your second group at left tackle is a true freshman in O'Shea Dugas. What have you been impressed the most with O'Shea?
You know, O'Shea obviously is a great talent. We're so excited that you know that we were able to sign him, and he's they just put a smile on my face when I see these guys play because they really don't know where they're going yet. You know, we've put more offense in than they most probably had their entire career in about 3 or 4 days on them. But they did good this summer learning and understanding it. Surprisingly, they're doing well retaining it. And once they have it down, their true athleticism, physicality, and abilities come through. So they're still second-guessing themselves at times of doing things. But just great talent. The future's just exciting. It really is. And when you can bring in freshmen like him in here, you know, O'Shea, when he comes in here with his talent, he does that. Ethan Reed comes in here with his talent and abilities that he can do. Devontae Lovett, I mean, golly, I mean, this kid's 275 pounds and he runs like a tight end out there. I mean, he's just a phenomenal athlete, you know. And Deontay McCready, you know, another freshman. So you got four freshmen sitting right there that all big, strong men, all 300-plus pounders that are just just really great athletes that have a passion for playing this game from the schools they came from. Just want to tip your hats to all those programs because these kids are ready to play and be physical. A lot of times freshmen shy away from that. And maybe the first time in my career I've had four freshmen that came in and all four did not shy away from the speed or physicality of the game.
Coach was talking about how yesterday wasn't necessarily the best defensive game. Y'all had a good day for on the offense. Today was the opposite. What was the change in your opinion that made it so?
Well, I think obviously passion. You know, we had a big talk on passion on the team meeting last night, and obviously it's for the head coach, he's got to look at the overall thing. You know, and so for us, we push, drive, and try to get our guys to go and do better. And sometimes momentum takes you there. You know, now. The other group, they got to pick it up. So they came in a little bit hungrier. That happens, and that relates to the season too. You always got to prepare when you're facing a hungry team or a hungry unit. And so I think every time you have to answer that, and that's part of the maturing process we'll go through. You know, you can't have a good day, bad day, good day, bad day. It can't be up and down. You got to be some consistency to it. But the one thing when you play yourself, it's never a tie.
Right.
You know, you'd love that. Love for it to be a two-time, but somebody's going to claim the upper hand. So, we'll obviously watch and see what we got to do, whether it was mistakes or just effort. You know, to see what actually happened out there in certain plays. But, I do feel like we got better in instances and everything. Did we get better enough to win a day? You know, we have to really evaluate that.
The center of your line's got a decent amount of experience between Brunson, Wicks, and Mahaffey. But when you're in practice and you're going up against a kid like Vernon Butler, how tough is it for them to really stand up and learn when you're going up against really a monster of a kid that comes off that line?
Well, it's like I tell these kids. I mean, you're actually, and I know you say this, you kind of laughed, you're actually very fortunate to line up every day against a talent like that. You know, Vernon is just he's a great talent, and he's really worked hard this summer to become an even bigger, stronger, faster player than he is. And his skills and abilities are getting better. I guarantee you every snap he takes. And he never takes a play off, so he really shows how to play every play, play with the physicality every play, and do all those things. And so for our guys, when you play a great player like that, which you might go 3 or 4 ball games and never see one close to that, but you're seeing that every day in practice, I think it's good. It's like I say, I tell the guys, well, he's always on your side of the ball. Some of you might want to flip sides, to have a day off, but relishing the moment of the fact that you're getting to go against a great player like that. Because when you learn to play a player like that, obviously you'll be able to handle when you do face guys at that level. you know, but if you'll bring that intensity and understanding of what it takes to try to win against a great player, it should give you an advantage when, you know, you get into the season, maybe someone's not quite that talent.
I know you're focusing on your guys, but once again on Vernon, you've seen a lot of great players in your career and you've been a lot of different stops. I mean, how much disruption can he really cause when you get into the season?
You know, he's, you know, I've seen several first round draft picks over the years, been around, you know, top two, three picks in D linemen, having to block him and go against him, and first round draft picks. And he's just, the thing about him is just the size and just the quickness that he has, the unbelievable quickness, and he just, his balance, his feet, body, and he's always able to stay in good power positions. And he just brings a load at you every time. He really does, you know. Some guys can be big but not just have that power. He has just that power in his body, and he's able to do it at a, you know, a good size weight. That not many people move that quick that are that size. So, you know, he's one of those special ones, and it's fun to watch him play. You know, it's a headache as a line coach to have to go against and do. And you know, every day it's like my group. I tell them every day when you walk out there, you know, it's on. You know, this is not an easy day because he doesn't take a playoff, and he approaches everything that he's going to win every snap, you know. And so, but it is, it's fun watching him, and he's a great talent, and I'm really excited for him this season now.